Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Obviously, dramatic images out of Columbia University overnight. The NYPD was called in yesterday evening. They arrived on campus around 9 p.m., and they said that they had cleared campus by about 2 hours later. The university says that they were forced to call the police for outside assistance after protesters significantly escalated the situation with that seizure of Hamilton Hall on campus. A special police unit actually had to enter through the second-story windows to gain access. And they said that they arrested about 40 people in the building.
We cannot and will not allow what should be a peaceful gathering to turn into a violent spectacle that serves no purpose. We cannot wait till this situation becomes even more serious. This must end now.
How do you make sure Florida colleges don't cross the line into suppressing speech at a time of protest?
I think that they are walking the line right. You have a right to say what you want. You have a right to express your opinions. You don't have a right to commandeer the lawn on a university campus. You don't have a right to harass other people. You don't have a right to physically impede. You know, Columbia, some of these students are taking people captive now. They're overrunning the school. That is the inmates running the asylum. That doesn't work.
That's the Governor DeSantis yesterday during a press conference. Before that, you heard New York Mayor Eric Adams and, of course, the news report about Columbia University and the police having to basically, I guess, rappel from the rooftop through the second-story windows to get in against the protesters who had barricaded the doors like it was, you know, France and the Revolution or something. My God. It's really not that hard to understand what will and will not get you, you know, trespassed, expelled, arrested, fined. It's actually pretty simple. If you're a student on campus and you want to rally with other students and you want to say your piece peacefully, then do that. If you want to put up a tent, no. If you want to vandalize property, no. If you want to invade an administrative building, no. If you want to block stairwells and doors and walkways and harass and intimidate students, no. I mean, this really not that hard to understand, but it's apparently really hard to get people to comply. And that's why you've got all these arrests going on. I mean, we had arrests that, as you heard David mention, you know, South Florida, FSU, Florida. One of the people in Florida that has still not been released is because he spit on a female cop during while they were trying to, you know, trespass somebody else off the property. And the whole thing is, you know, don't put up tents. You don't need structures. Yes, you can, you know, be here and say what you want to say, but you can't occupy. We're not going to have that.
In Florida, you can say things. You can have positions. That's fine. But when you're not going to let you set up a tent city in the middle of a university, that is not going to happen here. So
it's camping, not protesting.
I think that that's sensible.
I'll be honest with you. I don't really get the camping part either. Like, it's too hard to, you know, go home and sleep and then set an alarm to get up and come to the quad for your angry talk. Like, is that too much work? You know, carrying these signs all the way back home. You don't know the struggle. I mean, look, in the dorms, you've got your hot plate. You know, what are you eating? I mean, it's just, you know, is Domino's showing up at the tent city protest? And, like, who ordered a pineapple and ham? I mean, you know, like, it's just such a weird thing to me, the camping part.
These universities, what you're seeing in Columbia and these places, that is toxic. That is an environment that if you're a Jewish student, you are not safe in that environment. They are blocking Jewish students from being able to go to class. They are harassing Jewish professors. They are doing things that are far beyond them just expressing their opinions. And I think that as much as I disagree with their opinions, you know, they have a right to do that, but you don't have a right to commandeer the university. You don't have a right to disrupt, to harass, to intimidate, and do all those other things.
And then what do you do about it? I gotta be honest. I love the story he told about how at one place they just turned on the sprinklers. Sometimes it's the less violent alternative, right? You know, I love that. 437-1620. By the way, just as a kind of a asterisk to all of this, remember that the content of the protest is very fluid. It very much depends on which protester you ask, because some people are protesting what they view as illegitimate violence or war crimes by Israel and Gaza, right? You know, humanitarian violence. Some people are protesting against the existence of Jews. You know, there's kind of a broad range of things, right? Everything from whether the war is legitimate, whether any war is legitimate, whether Israel should exist, whether Jews have a right to exist, all the way to, you know, something that I'm at least more open to, the question of whether the war is being prosecuted in an unjust way, even following a justified premise for the war, which was the terrorist attack of October 6th. I mean, you know, and the problem, of course, is they're protesters. The kind of person that, you know, pitches a tent, shows up, has their loud shout, isn't usually the one who's engaged in a high degree of nuance in these things, right? That's not typically what you expect out of them, so fine. Oh, I did get a text in from somebody who was telling me that they have a kid at one of these campuses in Florida, and I asked, well, what did he think? And I was told, I mean, he walked past and he's like, what a bunch of idiots. And I'm thinking, that'd make a great news story. A news story on all of the campus kids who are indifferent to all of this silliness and just think it's a bunch of a waste of time. Like, because what you think is like the whole of Columbia or the whole of FSU or whole of wherever is this is what's defining their life. And, you know, the vast majority of students at these universities are just going to class, getting beers, going on dates, you know, buying records, CDs, Spotify, I don't know, whatever. they're doing their lives. And probably think this is insane. And a very small portion of our students. Anyway, Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Good news, Andrew. The Bayfront and Chase Street intersection has now been cleared. There was an overturned trailer there this morning, and there is still some residual backup, so expect delays through there just for the time being. If you're heading westbound at the on 98 at the Avalon intersection, the traffic light is still out, causing a bit of a slowdown in Tiger Point area for looking like about a mile. There are police officers directing traffic through the area. Eastbound on Highway 98, right after the 87 intersection, traffic is still built up heading all the way to Hurlburt Field for about a mile and a half. And going eastbound on Fairfield, right before W Street, that stalled car has now been cleared. Again, some residual traffic, so just expect delays. In Milton, we are still seeing that accident on Avalon heading toward I-10 on Avalon and Cyanamid Road. That is being dealt with currently, but you can expect some delays through there as well. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, I'm getting some funny texts in here. One person says they're not protesting Israel, they're protesting baths. somebody here says they're they're camping because they don't live locally and they don't have a dorm they can go back to because they're not students at all. They need the tents because they're, you know, they're import agitators or whatever. See, somebody else had said, where was the one? Tents, it's related to what I said last week. Some of the men who are participating in the protests are just looking to score. Hey, bring a tent to the protest. You never know what
you
might happen.
You made that point yesterday.
Oh, you look tired. You need a place to lay down, sweetie? You never know. You might have a lot of motives, a lot of mixed motives
works
going on.
Every time.
Works every time. 8:19 on news. Speaking of people who need a home, Christina Leavenworth. See? If you want to upgrade from your tent city to a... I don't know. She's laughing. If she's listening, she's laughing. No, but seriously, if you're thinking about buying a home or selling a home or trading in your tent, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they will help you with that. They know the market. They know the rates. They know the prices. They can help get you the best in both directions, either best price high selling or best price low buying, and work with you on any difficult situations, even things like, you know, maybe there's been a death in the family. You have to deal with the estate management, or you've got to... Unfortunately, marriages break up, and that's a very difficult thing, and maybe you got to sell a house under that circumstance. I don't know. There's all kinds of things, but she doesn't just handle it. She, like, goes to training so that her people can be certified to handle these extra difficult situations. That's the kind of diligence and devotion that Christina Leavenworth has. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
That is Icky to Infinity.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blam. I'll Icky boom boom damn.
I will not sing along because I would be mumbling along. I've never learned the actual words, so I'm just going to leave it at that. And that's me, by the way. If I'm singing in the car, I'm really mumbling loudly in the car. I rarely know the actual lyrics, and my wife always, she's a lyrics person. You know, some people are music people, some people are lyrics people. Some are lucky to have both, some are neither. But she's a lyric, so she knows all the words to all the songs. And so when I say them improperly, and she's like, have you not heard that song before 100,000 times? I'm like, yeah, and I've sung it the wrong way 100,000 times.
That's my excuse for not knowing that much, is I have the lyrics to all the 70s songs in my head.
I gotcha. No, well, room for, you know, anything else. That's a worthy thing. You know, this crowd's out that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Florida today. She'll be in Jacksonville to discuss abortion. The Biden administration forgiving another $6 billion in student debt. The Department of Education says that they'll be relieving the debt of 300,000 former students of the arts institutes. The department said that the company made substantial misrepresentations to prospective students there. And game streaming service Twitch rolling out a new video discovery feed today to new users. It's similar to like a TikTok video feed. It launched on a limited basis last summer. It's accessed through a different tab in the Twitch iOS and Android apps. It apparently allows users to discover new game streamers by scrolling through short video bites.
I feel like you sound like you're reading a news report that was written in German for you.
Yes, absolutely. So I don't know much about game streaming.
What it sounds like to me is Twitch Reels.
Yes, that's exactly.
That's what it
yeah.
sounds like to me. To expand your opportunity to invest more time on the platform by discovering other people that you might want to follow and watch them play video games for endless hours and hours and hours, which is what some people who have boys as children see their kids do. Could
I'm just still baffled that people make a living playing video games online.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, if you're good, if you're entertaining or neither, it doesn't really matter. If you can make it work, you can make money at it. That's true.
If you can sit for hours on end. We've got a future for you.
I feel like the reason I'm not as wealthy today as I'd like to be is that I wasn't able to capitalize on Twitch as a kid playing in television too.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's the whole. I blame society. You didn't invent this stuff early enough for me. David, thanks so much for the update. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading eastbound on I-10 and that intersection on Highway 29, that is looking a little backed up due to an accident on I-10. So just be cautious driving through there. And just south of that, the intersection on Burgess Road, some of that typical morning traffic is building up right outside of West Florida High School, so you can expect some delays there. I forgot the big one. Bayfront and Chase Street is finally cleared up. Now we are not seeing any severe backup. Expect delays if just expecting some of that residual backup this morning. Westbound on 98 at the Avalon intersection, a traffic light outage is causing a bit of a slowdown in the Tiger Point area. There are police officers directing traffic through the area, but you can expect to be a little bit late coming into Pensacola this morning. Fairfield going eastbound right before W Street. That stalled car has been cleared. Looks like traffic is building up through there. And in Milton, heading southbound on Avalon, right before the I-10 intersection and Cyanamid Road, there was a three-car pileup earlier, so you can expect to see some delays through there as well. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale is here, so get matched to your perfect bed and save up to $700 on select mattresses from top brands. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Did you say in talking about the Bayfront being clear that you forgot the big one?
Is yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
This is a big one. I'm dying. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
Oh, my God.
That's just how my brain works when you use that phrase. I'm like, Fred!
And you have 3,000 of those, sound close.
I do,
so
yes.
And you chose the Titanic one earlier.
Like to spread the wealth around a little bit, that's right. Hey, Frontier Motors, you've been looking for that next new vehicle or putting off looking for it because you think, man, I hate buying a new car. Everybody does. You're not alone, and they know that, and that's why they try to make the process as easy as possible. Like, for example, you know how a lot of times like you go to a car lot and you're like, you're trying to take the lane here to avoid the guy who's walking at you over there so you can kind of circle the lot and look at the cars without having to be harassed by a person? They get that, so they just leave the cars open. The cars are open. You can go sit in them. You know, fiddle with the knobs, play with them, see what you like. And then, if you want to drive one, just ask for the keys. No problem. And if you want to drive more than one, no problem. In fact, I recommend you drive. You know, if like you're going to buy a sedan, okay, try four or five. Don't just sit in them. Drive them. See what you think. And then, you know, maybe drive one that's outside of your range. Like, drive a Jeep just for fun. Why not? Maybe what you discover is, oh, man, Jeeps are cool. Maybe what you discover is, like, I cannot live a rubber ducky lifestyle. So, I mean, either way, but you decide what, that's the point. It's a great resource with 300 different cars and trucks, and you can sample as many as you like. It's the buffet of cars at Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Saw this and talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, but this story just, I thought this was amazing. So McDonald's is now buying 225 restaurants in Israel from the franchisee in Israel that owns all 225. So it's going to be a fairly good payday for that person, I would think. But the reason is because that franchisee had been offering free food to members of the Israeli military. And that news got out, so to speak. And Arabs around the Middle East in other countries were boycotting McDonald's, not because of something McDonald's did, but because of what the individual franchisee in Israel did to be a blessing to the troops in Israel who are mobilizing and deploying. Because, you know, they have their reserves and the National Guard kind of like we do as well. And so they suffered 50 to 90% loss in sales across regions in the Middle East as a result of this boycott by Arabs against McDonald's trying to get back at them what they perceived as being, you know, pro-Israel or something like this. So now McDonald's solution to this is, okay, fine. We'll buy back all of these franchises and we won't give any free food to the military. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, Starbucks, I saw a related story. Starbucks, they had told their Workers United Union they had sued them over a pro-Palestinian message it posted online, which is probably not genius by Starbucks, but they did. And they got tagged with being supporting the Israeli government, which they said is completely false. Starbucks doesn't strike me as the most conservative organization in the world. No, doesn't matter. In the Middle East and North Africa, Al-Shaya Group announced in March that it was going to lay off 2,000 1,000 workers across its regional Starbucks in the area, 10% of its workforce, due to continually challenging trading conditions created by the boycotts against their products. It's amazing. I mean, listen, you think cancel culture is only on the left. Cancel culture is all over the place. I mean, whether it's in the Muslim world or by leftists.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. May Day, literally. Police finally called to move on several violent campus pro-Palestinian protests. Starting last night at New York's Columbia LA riot, police finally respond after a three-hour UCLA campus brawl with pro-Israeli counter-protesters. This local man describes it.
I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I'm looking at people, violence. Look at this. They're throwing things at each other. They're pepper spraying each other. How are they allowed to have weapons on campus?
New Orleans SWAT teams move in at Tulane. 10 arrested at University of South Florida. One man had a gun. No statement direct from President Biden. He's at home in Delaware with a campaign event. Donald Trump posts, "Where's Sleepy Joe? He's sleeping, that's where." Telling Fox anti-Semitism cannot be allowed to fester. Trump holds big rallies today in Wisconsin and Michigan on a day off from court. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola, currently 72 degrees and sunny skies this morning. Looks like a beautiful morning out there. There have been some big traffic issues this morning. One of the biggest over by Three Mile Bridge at Chase and Bayfront, where there was a trailer overturned, and that did have traffic blocked for a few hours. Now, it looks like that's either cleared up or clearing up at this point, but we'll get an update with Jimmy in just a couple of minutes and get the latest on that. Two current and one former Escambia County Commissioner have now returned the money that was invested into their retirement accounts, which was recently deemed to be unlawful.
According to Studio 850, Mission Square, the local plan administrator, confirmed that county contributions for Commissioner Stephen Berry, Lumen May, and Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender had been returned. Following the judge's ruling, Clerk and Comptroller Pam Childer sent a letter to get the funds back. The amount from Bender's account was just over $102,000. $28,000 was received from Commissioner Berry's account and $24,800 from Commissioner May. The county had sued Childers after she stopped making the payments in January of 2022. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
One person has died after a shooting at Topaz and Emerald Avenues last night. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says that victim was found dead with a gunshot wound about 8:30 last night. Right now, no word on potential suspects. Florida lawmakers setting their sights on making sure everybody gets the message when it comes to the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season.
Floridians speak to me about living in neighborhoods that quickly flood, confusing messaging from the media on whether they should evacuate or not, and alerts that are usually just in English or in Spanish.
Congressman Maxwell Frost from Central Florida there, the Fixing Gaps in Hurricane Preparedness Act making it through Florida's State House, and that bill would address the needs of senior citizens, the disabled, and non-English speakers when it comes to emergency messages. Florida's six-week abortion law is officially in effect as of today.
This will have the potential to save as many as 50,000 unborn lives here in the state of Florida in just the first year.
That is proponent Katie Daniel with Pro-Life America, who says that unborn children deserve protection under the law. Now, opponents of this law say it's too extreme. Under the law, victims of rape, incest, and human trafficking can still access abortion for up to 15 weeks, but they do have to provide proof, such as a police report, after 6 weeks. Voters will weigh in on Amendment 4 in November. If that's approved, it would guarantee a constitutional right to abortion until fetal viability. And in Flomaton, officials say they're concerned about the availability of ambulance service in the community, especially on weekends.
I want everybody in my fire district, Friendships Fire District, Lambus Fire District, to know you are going without an ambulance some days. And if an ambulance comes out of Bruton, it's a pretty good ways to Bruton.
Flomaton Fire Chief Steve Stanton tells Channel 3 that throughout the week they do have an ambulance at their fire station, but it's not there on weekends. That means anybody in the Flomaton community who needs an ambulance has to wait for one to drive in from Bruton or possibly even further. The Escambia, Alabama Healthcare Authority says that they, like many ambulance providers, move their ambulances to locations with higher call volumes during peak times. It is 8:35, and let's get the latest on our traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
David, Bayfront and Chase Street has now been cleared, so you are good to go if you are on Bayfront Parkway, not showing any major slowdowns, maybe just some residual traffic from this morning, but otherwise looking good. If you're heading westbound on 98 at the Avalon intersection, the traffic light outage is now fixed, but still causing a lot of slowdown in Tiger Point, backing it up through that area for about a mile still, so you can expect some delays if you're heading in from Gulf Breeze or Milton or Navarre. In Milton, Avalon, heading southbound toward I-10, there was a vehicle crash at Cyanamid Road that has shut down the left lane going southbound, causing some delays in there. And I-10 eastbound at the Highway 29 intersection, the right lane has been shut down due to a vehicle crash. We are seeing a major backup due to that, so you can expect some delays if you're heading eastbound on I-10. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have areas of fog possible this morning. Otherwise, going to be seeing mostly sunny skies by the afternoon. High today near 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 67. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 81. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 67 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have 74 degrees in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, and 72 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Our markets are, if I can get to the right page, markets are mixed this morning. The Dow is up 90 points at 37,906.09, but the S&P 500 down just under 5 points at 5,029.46. NASDAQ down 25.69 at 15,632.13. Our 10-year bond rate today down just slightly at 4.64%. Gold price is up $9.30 at $23.12.20. Silver price is up 8 cents today, $26.74. And Bitcoin down $22.55.50 at only $57,542. As of right now, the rest of the crypto market, as usual, is following suit and also down. Consumer confidence falling for the third straight month in April. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index slipped 6 points to its lowest level since July of 2022. The board's chief economist says elevated prices for food and gas dominated concerns and found that fewer people are planning on buying big-ticket items in the next 6 months. Healthcare company Kaiser Permanente announcing a major data breach. This involves data transmission to tech companies that may have included some members' personal information. The third-party vendors involved are Google, Microsoft, Bing, and X. Kaiser notifying 13.4 million and former members of the data breach. The information released, though, apparently did not include sensitive data, but did include IP addresses, names, and information indicating a member or patient's access to service. And concerns about potential protests at the office now have some CEOs worried. A lot of them say they haven't seen their employees protest yet, but they're bracing for it if it does happen. This comes after Google fired 40 employees for engaging in pro-Palestinian protests at their offices in New York and California. It's 8:38, our next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I'm about to do a very dangerous thing. I'm gonna solve a marital dispute over the radio. It's never a good plan, but it is the plan we're going to follow today. So here goes. 437.
Did you consult your wife before deciding to do this?
I'm the man. I don't need to talk to her. No. oh, man. Here goes. No, she actually knows that I was probably going to talk about this. But here goes. So in our household, we have a disagreement between me and my beloved. And the disagreement is over this simple question. When you go to retrieve some mayonnaise or Miracle Whip from the jar, do you use a knife, or B, a spoon? Which is the device? Which is the utensil? Which is the way, proper way to get Miracle Whip or mayonnaise? I don't want to get into the dispute between Miracle Whip or mayonnaise. I'm just trying to keep everybody invested here. When you're retrieving the sandwich spread from the jar, is it with a knife or with a spoon? Or, I mean, I don't know how much you slather on there, a spatula. I don't know, but, you know, you tell me what's your technological solution here. 437-1620, 437-1620. Jimmy, spoon or knife or something else?
I use
Don't say finger.
I use a...
Don't say finger.
I put my whole hand in there.
Yeah.
I use a squeeze bottle, and then I use a knife to spread it. So
you, okay. So you bypass the problem.
Yes.
Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
Well, I just like, what single serving size of these things are you buying that you can, I mean, a squeeze bottle will last you like 3 days,
if
right?
You think I'm measuring the condiments before?
I just know that in our household, if we bought, like, a squeeze bottle is not big unless it's a ketchup.
No, it's like the Duke's mayo squeeze bottle. It's like,
okay.
Huge.
All right. So you take a different solution, which is a squeeze bottle, and then you spread with a
knife.
With a knife. Okay. And you would think it's weird to spread with a
spoon.
Very good. I'll tell my wife you said so. 8:43. So everybody's on my side, honey. Everybody's on my side. So I am I'm a believer in civilization. And so I use a knife, obviously. My wife, on the other hand, who was raised in rural St. Louis, emphasis on the rural, she uses a spoon. And she thinks knife people are idiots. In fact, we were having this conversation last night, and she says, I think the problem is that you knife people were just kind of, you know, hazed into your error by parents who probably taught you this silly way of doing things. The spoon gets you more per dig. The spoon is easier to control as a spreading device, and then when you go to lick the spoon, you don't risk cutting yourself or looking like a weirdo for licking the knife. And I had to say, but it's a spoon. Anyway, so she's a big believer in the spoon technology. In fact, her way of doing it, she opened up the Miracle Whip jar and she showed it to me, and she said, who does this? And it showed it like 3 or 4 poke holes deep into the Miracle Whip, but the Miracle Whip is enough like viscous that it doesn't settle into the holes. And so it looked like somebody had tortured the Miracle Whip into submission. And I said, looks like your kids, my dear. It looks like your kids. 437-1620.
We had 2 people just call in.
Oh, all right. Go on.
Yeah,
put them on.
They said,
are they on? Or they just
said it depends. No, they just called in.
They said it depends?
Yes, they depend.
Well, that's not an interesting answer.
If you're making potato salad, you use a spoon.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. So if you're trying to get large globs,
mm-hmm.
you want a large glob device.
Yeah, and I think it's probably...
If I'm making deviled eggs,
yeah,
I'm going in there with a spoon because it's just transfer the the substance. I'm not trying to spread it.
Yeah, and I imagine you know, that's probably an appropriate time to use your hand as well. So I'm not crazy.
This is a secondary question. We'll have to get into this. When you have extra on the knife that you didn't use, do you lick it off, rinse it off, or wipe it on the edge of the jar? Because my sons yell at me for wiping it on the edge of the jar. Like, Dad, stop that. It just gets hard, and then you can't eat it at all. David, you look like you want to participate in this. Is that? I got all these texts are waiting. I'm waiting on them, but I will get to you, sir, first.
Well, I wipe on the edge of the jar.
Amen, sir.
Go on, right?
That's how you save it. You don't waste resources.
Right. You cannot. In this economy, who can waste their mayo?
Who can waste a half a knife full of Duke's mayonnaise
in this
environment?
You know how you don't waste resources is you lick it off the knife.
And like Duke's is good enough. You can lick it straight off the knife. No, that's true. All right. Let's get traffic, and then we'll get to all these texts. The question of the day, when you're getting into the Miracle Whip or the mayonnaise, is that a spoon? Is that a knife? Do you lip wipe on the lip of the jar?
There's got to be a better term for that.
There's got to be a better term. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you were listening earlier, you would know that there was an overturned trailer in Bayfront and Chase. That has now been cleared, so you're good to go. If you're heading westbound on 98 at the Avalon intersection, that traffic light outage has now been fixed, but it is still causing a bit of a slowdown in the Tiger Point area. There is on West 9 Mile Road and the Beulah Road intersection a disabled vehicle with a roadblock. It's a semi-truck, so that is causing a bit of a blockage there. In Milton, on Avalon, heading southbound toward I-10, there was a vehicle crash on Cyanamid Road that has shut down the left lane going southbound, causing some delays. And I-10 eastbound at the Highway 29 intersection, the right lane has been shut down due to a vehicle crash, and we are seeing a major backup due to that. So if you're heading eastbound on I-10, use caution to that area or expect delays. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Lip wiper.
I guess you could use, yeah, I mean, I licked the knife. You just so lick it's another.
You don't go back into the jar for that, though.
What, to scoop more?
Wait. You liar.
What?
You said a knife.
You said you
lick it off, but why are you using a knife if you use squeeze bottles?
I use squeeze. Because you got to spread it around.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Fair enough. All right. If you need electrical work done, or if you need plumbing work done, or if you need air conditioning or heating work done, call Pete and they will take care of you. Professionals show up on time, do the work right the first time, stand by it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they have been expanding tremendously. They have been expanding to the east all the way to Tallahassee. And, you know, last year they expanded over into Baldwin County to the west. And now they have expanded even further all the way into Mobile County. So they are really, really doing well, which is exactly what we like to hear from them. And they have specials every single month. They have a different special. And I dumbly started reading this before I looked up the May 1st special. So I apologize. I'm just trying to find it. If I find it, I will tell you. If I will come back and tell you. But they always have different specials every month. And this month, it's a good one. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com. Back to the text on the question of do you spoon or do you knife when it comes to Miracle Whip or mayonnaise. Somebody here says knife, of course. Good. Somebody here says, do you eat pudding with a knife? Not until today. But somebody says spoon, it's too loose for a knife. Ew, what runny mayonnaise are you using? Somebody says a spoon for my Kraft mayonnaise. Somebody says, I got a spoon. There's no time to waste. No, my wife will probably go with you on that one. Do understand this comes from the woman who will eat cream cheese with a spoon right out of the brick, just so you know, to kid, not to, you know, like bring personal insults into it. But somebody says a knife if the jar has a good amount and a spoon when it's down to the bottom to get it all. Oh, no, I'm with you. And then at some point you get a spatula. The little rubber scraper, you know, the little one, and it's like an inch wide. That's the one that you need for the stuff, which, by the way, this is a total side note, but I'm the guy who gets angry at Kraft for making their ranch so thick that you leave a good serving and a half in the bottle every time you squeeze it out.
Right.
And I try to get in there and get as much of it as I can because, again, in the Biden economy, who can leave Kraft in the bottle? Somebody here says a knife. Somebody here says, A Miracle B Spoon. I don't know what that says. But okay. Somebody here says knife. Somebody here says I use a knife if it's bread for sandwiches. If I'm needing a lot like a potato salad and a spoon. Somebody says I agree with your wife. I do too. Every time. 100% of the time. Especially in public, like on the radio. Somebody showed me a whole variety of tactical equipment that they have for solving this problem. Rubber scrapers, mallets, hammer, chisel. I use the knife when possible and then use it to cut the sandwich. I hate to dirty two utensils. But the bread knife is the butter, the like chintzy normal table knife is terrible for cutting a bread. Like if you, it puts like a sandwich, it's just not up to the task really. You need serration for that. Always a spoon. You can get all the contours of the container. Good point. God, these texts. Depends what's being used for. A knife for spreading on bread and a spoon for making potato salad. Again, comes down to quantity. Happy May to y'all. Miracle Whip is not real mayonnaise. I told you that wasn't our fight for today. Knife until it's almost empty, then a spatula. Miracle Whip. Ew. Implement determined by quantity needed. Spread. Now this is okay. We haven't had this question yet, but this is a variation on the question. What about jelly?
A spoon.
Really?
Again,
you betrayer. My wife is a spoon on the jelly too.
Yeah. Well, spoon. It's easier to get off of the spoon. It's not mayonnaise.
You did a physical
I did. I did.
Trying to shake it off of the spoon. You're showing me what you're talking about it on the radio.
I forgot. It's an audio format. They can't see me.
She says that a spoon makes it easier to spread without ripping the bread.
Yes.
That's what she says.
That's what I said. What did I say?
And then peanut butter. Same thing. What about peanut butter?
Knife.
Okay. So you're pretty inconsistent. Squeeze some, that, spoon some, knife some.
the sink is full after I make a sandwich. Yeah.
Somebody says knife, lip, wipe. wipe on the edge of the jar. Don't be wasteful, except if you're using the spoon in the salad, of course. You can't wipe a spoon on the side of the jar, right? That doesn't accomplish anything. Sandwich or salad and all of the... These texts are hilarious. Y'all are the best.
And
somebody else says... We use the squeeze bottle. So they agree with you, Jimmy.
There
you got one person in your corner.
Thank you.
8:52 on News Radio 92.3. That's our frivolous topic for the day. Speaking of houses.
The segues today.
A house is where you would make a sandwich.
That's a stretch.
And so naturally, if you're thinking about making sandwiches, you're thinking about buying a house, right? Come on, who's with me, right? It's not going to do it in a tent. On a college campus. Anyway, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to find a really good place to store your spoon, your spatula, your rubber scraper, whatever it is you need for your Miracle Whip technology or mayonnaise technology, talk to Christine Leavenworth. She and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they will help you. I mean, seriously, they're really, really good at this. They've got a whole system for how to sell houses to get the price just right, to set the price so you get the right price, to stage it, photograph it, list it, set the open house, all of that stuff. And they can help answer any of your questions. And honestly, help you ask better questions. You think you've got the questions you want to ask, and then she'll answer those. And she'll be like, well, have you thought about this? And you'll be like, oh, that's a good question. She's like, that's my job, okay? 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Jim's Firearms is urging you to treat the mama bear in your life to something special. And not just any gift, but one that speaks to her primal instinct to safeguard her loved ones. A mama bear, fierce and protective, is always ensuring her cubs are safe. At Jim's Firearms, they understand the mama bear effect better than anyone. Right now, when you purchase a firearm at Jim's, you're automatically entered into their gun-toting mama's concealed carry purse raffle. Make this Mother's Day one to remember. Jim's Firearms, at the corner of Blue Angel and Sereno Road, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Mother's Day, Beer Fest, Angelina's cooking class, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Jimmy, the 28-year-old Jimmy, was over here laughing at the sound effect. And I thought, oh, he knows it. And he just looked kind of baffled. And I said, do you know what that's from? And you said,
no.
And then you said,
I thought something was messing up on the computer. To be completely honest with you.
No, but then you suggested a video game. You said, is it from...
Galaga.
Galaga or something. And I thought, well, I mean, he's at least in the right time frame. No, that's the end of the round sound effect for Mario Brothers on NES.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now you feel guilty.
I do, because I actually played NES. As a kid.
I just... Moving on. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
The overturned trailer has been cleared on Bayfront and Chase, so we are not seeing any more traffic through that area. You should be good to go if you are heading into Gulf Breeze from Bayfront and heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze. On I-10 going eastbound, the left lane has been shut down right at that intersection of I-10 and 29, so use caution in that area. And if you are coming in from Gulf Breeze, you can expect quite a backup right before the Avalon Bridge going back for about, looks about 2 miles. That was due to a traffic light outage earlier that has since been fixed, but obviously we are still seeing some buildup through there. If you're coming in from Pace and Milton, you should be good to go all the way through Pensacola and not showing any slowdowns on Gulf Beach Highway. If you do see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Oh, somebody texted in. The first time they've ever texted us, and they texted us that mayo is gross. And my answer is it is, except Duke's is divine. And I thought mayo was gross until I ate Duke's, and I can eat Duke's straight out of the jar with a knife. 437-1620. Walmart is coming out with another, like, in-house brand. You know how they have the Great Value and then Equate are both, like, Walmart in-house brands, you know, generic alternatives to the name brand. They are now coming out with one that's called, I'm just not sure about this name, Better Goods. All one word, Better Goods. 300 items, including frozen dairy snacks, beverages, not frozen dairy snacks, but frozen, dairy, snacks, beverages, pasta, soups, coffee, and chocolate. Items are going to cost between $2 and $15. Most products will be priced under $5. It looks to me like this is semi-exotic, natural-ish sort of foods. What I think of as like the Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, kind of like that product vicinity is, I think, what they're going for. Things like hot honey seasoning, it says, jars of soup, or creamy corn jalapeno chowder. Yeah. So, and I'm looking at the packaging, and it's very bland looking, but it's kind of got that green and blue and, you know, makes you feel like you're wearing a Birkenstock when you look at it. So I think that's where they're going with this. Target had launched what it calls Deal Worthy recently, the cheapest brand to date. And, of course, households continue to feel constrained by the high cost of goods. This story from Fox Business notes, not remarking on the economy, in the present of the economy in which we live. The reason why. But, you know, there you go. Something else coming to Walmart that you might see in the store and kind of wonder, what's that? Well, you know, it's another Walmart brand. 437-1620. Somebody says, if it's a Walmart brand, I pass. Terrible product. No, some of their generic stuff is actually fine, good, normal. That's why, you know, who can afford name brand pasta? You know, the Great Value pasta is for a buck. And that's a deal. Anyway, 437-1620. Time for future news. Jimmy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Let's see. Will the commissioners get any of the money that has now been recovered by the clerk of the court put into any kind of retirement fund on their behalf, pension, investment, or other?
I don't know where I stand on this issue. I don't know what to think. I'm going to say no.
I think the answer is also going to wind up being no, but because the thing is very, very complicated, I think that's going to wind up happening. Will Florida ever manage the Atlantic Red Snapper now that we've got massive 103 days next year of Gulf Red Snapper?
I just hope it stays at 103 days.
Stay that way every year, and yes, the federal government should just get out of it and let us do it because we do such a better job of it. That's it for me. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.